I wish you could see us bobbing back and forth.
This is the jam.
The Billy Q. Effinger sound. This is the retro hour on Dog and Pony Show with Richard and Jacqueline. Taking it back old school, Billy Q. Effinger style, Warlock Supreme, 1988, senior prom.
I remember.
Got really bad acid trip memories associated with this song.
I have big hair associated memories with this song.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to the Dog and Pony Show. My name is Richard.
And I'm Jacqueline.
And how about that? We got a name for our show. We're not sure how we came up with it exactly, but we thought it was fitting since we're parading ourselves around like we're important and
like
really,
this is more important than any other
than it actually
news.
Is exactly and you know, in a way it is, because it's your life, it's what you choose to do with your life, it's how you spend it.
Yeah, man.
It's your money.
Totally.
How you spend your money, your hard-earned money. We don't want to have responsibility for screwing up.
Yeah,
if these, you know, if our picks suck, but hopefully not. Hopefully we respect our opinion. And I'm just blabbering, so let's get to it.
Awesome.
What's going on this weekend, Jacqueline? Let's start off with Friday night.
Well, Friday night we have the Wild West Film Festival coming up.
Okay.
The guy who organized it, Chris Dorsey, what is the principle of the festival is that you have 2 days to put together a 6-minute working film. Well, they already did that last weekend. So this weekend, on Friday, they're showing the top movies that were put together for the festival. So you can go to the Granada and you can hang out for $6 and see a bunch of movies that local people made. And the theme of the Wild West Film Festival was the first line of the movie had to be, "What are you doing here?" And also you had to show a Kansas monument or something famous about Kansas in the movie.
Cool. So with 30 movies, some of them are bound to be pretty good, right?
More or less. I think, you know,
more
you
or
might
less.
Have few favorites.
And besides that, it's just a cool local event that took a lot of effort and organization to put together.
They have some local music going on before and after. And
Justin Ripley.
Right.
Actually, his band, Pomona's. Good band. Definitely worth checking out. That's worth half the price of admission alone. You know,
and,
perhaps even like 2/3 of the price of admission.
Really?
Maybe.
And then there's another band afterwards. This Girl's a Ghost.
Girl's a Ghost. Don't know anything about them, but that's what's happening Friday night. The Wild West Film Fest. Also over at the Jackpot Saloon, Aubrey with Oxford Collapse. We'll hear a little music for them later in the program. Let me tell you a little bit about Aubrey. Band that I've seen a couple times around town. Fairly young batch of performers, 19, 20, you know, college age, whatever. But I have to say they're probably one of my favorite new bands in Lawrence. Reminded me a little bit of Beulah. You ever heard Beulah?
No.
I don't think they know that they sound like Beulah, but I think they do a little bit.
I changed it to Aubrey, by the way.
This is kind of like a SpongeBob type MP3 of Aubrey.
I didn't know.
Like under the sea. Did you pick the under the sea function on your iPod?
Yes.
Okay, well that explains that. But go see Aubrey if you haven't seen him yet. If you're skeptical, listen to a couple MP3s on Lawrence.com and see if they're worth your $3 investment. Saturday over at Clinton Lake, there's a kite festival.
That sounds awesome.
That's totally awesome. Yeah. I mean, there's really no way you could slag that. You'd look like a total prick if you started making fun of a kite festival.
Especially because that's something like little kids and families would go to. So, you know?
Exactly, and I think that's what's encouraged. But you don't have to have a kid. I mean, it's
not. Oh, no. You can make a kite out of like Winn-Dixie. Well, you guys don't have Winn-Dixie here, but.
And then after
a Dylan's grocery bag and like a coat hanger.
And then after you make a kite, you can make a baby, so you can take the baby to the kite festival the next year.
You could.
But some other activities. Kite boarding, giant kites, kids' activities, swimming, volleyball. Sounds like a win-win situation.
Have you seen anyone kite board before?
I haven't, have you?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's like a huge giant kite, and they go out on the water. And it's
That's
like,
kind of what I figured.
It's kind of like windsurfing, but only you hold a big kite and it takes you.
Very well described.
It's amazing. It's really fast.
So what do you think of Ted Leo? Because he's playing at the Jackpot Saloon on Saturday.
I think everyone loves Ted Leo. Another band that's playing Aloha.
I don't know.
They're really good too.
Okay. Orange's band as well. 3-band bill. I think this is the nice guy bill. This is like the 3 bands full of nice guys.
That everyone's.
Do you have a nice guy Ted Leo story?
No, I don't.
I have a nice Guy Orange's band story. They played at actually a friend's party, like totally impromptu the day after they played a show here in Lawrence. Backyard style, got shut down by the police. So, you know, extra effort award for the Orange's band. Ted Leo always brings a very tight band. He has very good musicians in his band to compliment the fact that he's a great songwriter. He comes through a lot, so if you miss him this weekend, I gotta say you'll probably be able to see him another 2.5 months.
I've seen him on TV, and he seems like a nice guy.
He's got a DVD made about him. That makes your worth up a notch and get your own DVD.
That's kind of cool. Another thing going on Saturday is in Kansas City at the Brick. You can go see Travis Morrison, Doris Henson, and Cataract Camp. And I'm a big fan of Travis Morrison, actually.
Have you heard that solo disc?
I have it on my iPod.
The solo disc?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Travis Dan.
Yeah, you know that got a 0 from Pitchfork.
Yeah, I don't understand why. Because it was really good.
That was pretty harsh. I mean, a 0.
I
haven't heard it,
but... I'm not a fan of Pitchfork anyway.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Travis Morrison is awesome.
Well, he's got a lot of street cred. This Peppermint Plan was a great band.
Huge.
You know? Really just a good band. And so, is this Doris Henson?
Yes.
Excellent.
Not Travis Morrison.
Right. And I'm not sure if they're headlining or they're opening, but these two bands have been on tour together, or maybe are currently. Doris Henson just nabbed a spot with Billy Corgan.
That's
which
pretty impressive.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely. So props to Doris Henson for earning a spot on Billy Corgan's upcoming U.S. tour. And again, band from Kansas City. Check them out on Lawrence.com if you haven't heard about them. And consider this show if you're in the Kansas City area on Saturday evening. Let's skip over to Sunday. And then we'll be bringing in movie critic John Nickum to talk about Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Over at the Replay Lounge, Kirk Runstrom will be performing with Friends. We don't know if this is the Kirk Runstrom band or if it's, you know, like some vagrants that he met in the alley behind the Replay Lounge.
Alcoholics.
25 trippies. Minutes prior to the show. Either way, Kirk, Split Lip Rayfield, Kirk Runstrom band, you know it's going to be a good show. Most likely not going to be a bluegrass show. Usually when he does stuff solo, it's more in the... what the hell kind of genre is this type genre, you know, like prog rock or something like that. Acoustic prog rock mixed with a little bit of like, you know, like Steve Miller kind of influence. I'm just making shit up now.
That's cool.
And then the late show, Type Phantoms with Humans. This band, Type Phantoms, is pretty good. They're from Chicago. And they play the rock and roll kind of filthy gym style, balls to the wall, like kick it GNR style.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Have you heard them?
No.
We got the CD sitting around the office, but that's no good to you people in podcasting land. Anyways, I do recommend that show for $2 Sunday night. You got a, you know, late start Monday. Check it out. Over at the Granada, one of my least favorite bands of all time is playing.
The Blood Brothers?
Yeah.
I don't like them either, but a lot of people do.
Why?
I don't understand.
They're really noisy. You know, they're that noise thing, which, I mean, granted, I don't like any of those bands.
I like some of them, but I just never get into them.
Like,
Blood
which
Brothers.
Ones do you like?
Like, Against Me and, like, Basic Gainesville.
Mm-hmm. But you've Pump listened Rock. To Blood Brothers. You've given them a chance.
Yeah, I definitely have given them a chance, and I don't like them.
And they are completely just, you know, screamy nutso stuff, right?
Yeah.
I'm not missing the point here, am I?
No, there's nothing else to it.
Yeah. And also, plot to blow up the Eiffel Tower. It's, come on, people. I mean, you can be, you know, you can usurp the man with your music. You don't have to go and, like, come up with a name like that.
I think they're trying to be cool.
Well, they're trying a little too hard. But they're also on tour with the Blood Brothers, so I guess that's kind of like a prerequisite.
It's like a street cred thing, but I'm not a fan of any band where their name is more than like 3 words.
Yeah, too ambitious.
I can't remember it. I had to look at it.
Yeah. So skip that one. Well, let's go ahead and bring ahead John Nickum. Welcome, John.
How's it going?
Why don't we cut that chatter? All right, John. Well, we're sorry we had to drag you away from your early drinking on a Friday afternoon, but there's some big news. There's a big movie, and it's time to get to it.
I think it's Thursday.
I didn't even realize it was Friday. Wow.
Holy crap.
That's bizarre. Oh, this is airing Friday.
Start on Thursday.
Is this like Wheel of Fortune where we pretend it's one day even though they're all shooting on the same days?
It's actually 1953.
Oh, okay. Anyway, but yes, good to see you guys here.
Good to see you too.
Good to see you. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah. So what is the deal with Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
You know, it was very interesting seeing Mr. and Mrs. Smith because I saw it and loved it. I thought it was great. And I came out of the theater and the people I was speaking with who were roughly my age and or younger, they thought it was great. And then I ran into a bunch of the, quote, older critics, and they all hated it. Absolutely hated it. Thought it was too violent. They didn't understand it. I went up online and was looking at AP going, hey, I wonder what the consensus is. And I saw a no-star review right next to a 4-star review. So I think this is one of those movies that just kind of splits people.
It's either hit or miss sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for those who don't know, and I find that hard to believe given the tabloid fodder involved, Mr. and Mrs. Smith stars Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie as, but they're both professional assassins who work for rival agencies, but neither knows that each other is an assassin.
Hasn't that been done before?
You know, kind of. I mean, it was kind of touched upon in Pritzi's Honor because it was two mob hitmen who are forced to put a hit on each other. And then there's True Lies, where the guy's trying to hide his secret agent thing from his wife. Yeah, you know, and then there's a little bit of the War of the Roses thrown in terms of a couple going at it in their house until they just cause all kinds of havoc.
Is this a remake?
No. The title's a remake. It's an old Hitchcock film called this, but it's an original screenplay.
Okay, brand new. Can you put in the context, are there any other big blockbuster suspense-type movies that you've seen recently? How does this stack up against those?
A suspense-type movie?
I mean, is it a suspense movie?
It's a real good hybrid of a comedy and an action movie. Tons of action, but it's also very funny all the way through. And
just like True Lies.
Somewhat. I think it's a little better than True Lies, although I like True Lies.
Really?
Yeah, I thought that was kind of hit and miss at times.
It was a lot better before they started showing it on network TV, minus all of the...
All the good stuff.
The good stuff.
Yeah.
You know? TV does that, though.
Yeah. But as far as... I don't know what other blockbusters to compare it to, other than I just...
Well, it's summer.
I can compare it kind of to the director's other films, which was Swingers, Go, and Born Identity. Mm. And it seems to me that he's taken a bit from each of those movies and kind of put it into this in terms of the tone.
Is it better than Star Wars is the real question, though.
I wouldn't say it's better than Star Wars necessarily.
Would you recommend Mr. and Mrs. Smith over Star Wars?
I gave both of them 3 stars. I think they are comparable in their entertainment value.
Would you recommend for anyone to go and see Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Yeah, apparently, though, I would put the dividing line at over 50. You might want to consider something else. Because I'm not kidding when I say everybody, there was like, I don't know, 10 to 15 people talking, and it was literally divided in that. And they to a man, they all hated it.
Hmm.
Weird how that works, isn't it?
Definitely.
I have no explanations.
Old people, not as smart.
Yeah, either that or they just... Turn off the switch when violence is introduced. They just switch goes off. Oh, I don't want to.
Not really our target audience here, though. So we can talk.
That's
about
true. Not a lot of 50-year-olds with iPods.
No,
I think of my mom trying to work that technology, and it just
y'all can eat it, y'all 50-year-olds.
Yeah, you losers, you old losers.
Screw you.
Thanks, John.
Sure.
We'll have a good day.
Bye. See you next week. All right, we're going to close out with your weather forecast for this weekend. On Friday, overnight storms possible with a high of 88 and a low of 72. On Saturday, another storm chance with 87 degrees high and 69 low. Sunday, what a surprise. Storms are possible, high of 86, low of 69. But, you know, it's maybe putting us in good shape for Walker Russo Festival next year. Get all this crap out of the way, and things will be good to go for next week.
I can only hope so. Maybe it'll be a little bit cooler out and not so hot because of all the rain.
It That's what I'm hoping. We are listening to Travis Morrison again.
The song is My Two Front Teeth, Part 2.
One of our picks for this weekend, Saturday at the Brick.
Yes.
Next week in Lawrence.com, you can look forward to seeing my interview with Jay Farrar. I interviewed him today, of Sunvolt and Uncle Tupelo fame. We'll be hopefully giving you a preview of the entire Wakarusa Music Festival. It's a big hullabaloo, and we're going to save most of our blabbering about that for next week.
Also, and if you're naked and you don't own any t-shirts whatsoever, we have like 30,000 t-shirts right now.
I now have an entire outfit that consists exclusively of Lawrence.com t-shirts.
Vitos, too.
Like vintage Lawrence.com t-shirts, too. I think we're getting to that point. Like 2 years qualifies as vintage.
Is that so?
Yeah, well, there's this curve where as we get further and further into time, the curve becomes more and more sharp. So pretty soon, like yesterday, will be retro, and then eventually it'll just collide, and you won't even know. Like you'll be living in the retro present.
Sounds like
which is the name of the next
existentialism, sort
which
of
is the name of the next Travis Morrison album, Living in the Existential Present. So that concludes this episode of the Dog and Pony Show.
Oh.
Yip yip.
Yay! Bye.
Adios. Good fade out.
I didn't know. I thought you were done. We can-